mental health. Morning. Welcome to our March 22nd, 2024 meeting of the OC Older Adults Advisory Commission Executive Committee. It's so nice to see everyone here. Happy Friday, Commission. We are so
learning. Yeah. We all are. Trust me.
Yes.
If Elizabeth.
Oh, yes. She would have told me.
Yes.
So we are going to get started, and Charlene, I'd like to ask you to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
My pleasure. Please stand and join me. Place your hand over your heart. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. And now we are up to roll call with our Secretary, Dave Pitzler.
All right. We've got Charlene.
Present.
Meredith.
Present.
Jean. Present. Crystal is absent. Rachel.
Present.
Sandy.
Present.
And Dave.
Thank you, Dave. All right, now we're on to agenda item number four, public comment.
I've got some notices. Attendance.
We're going to do, well, that ended up on F, so we'll do it at F.
There it is.
Okay. So at this time, members of the public may address the board. Do we have any public comment? No public comment. Okay. And then we are on to agenda item five, Office on Aging Updates with Elizabeth. And welcome to our first meeting.
Thank you. At this time, we don't have any updates to report to Psychic.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving right along. Number six, discussion items. So one of the things that we're really focused on is our 2024 goals. As everyone remembers, Rachel has been kind enough to lead our ad hoc committee that's really delving into this for the next few months. So I would like to invite you to give us an update.
All right, so I have a report that's in front of all of you. In trying to balance between the area plan and the information from the supervisors, your goals committee is looking at trying to focus in on aging in place, information access, and transportation access programs. In order to do that, we've created some specific action items that we would like to take. And the first is to really promote members of the committee to participate in RFP panels. I think we feel that one of the ways that makes membership on the committee itself, on the commission itself, valuable is when our members participate on RFP selection panels, which means a better job needs to go out from the Office on Aging to the committee members of where the opportunities are, the deadlines, and what is coming up. And then we as a commission need to promote a little better what those opportunities are. It's obvious that the selection of vendors who are filling the grants needs some additional input, and it's a valuable place in line with making our participation on that committee valuable to ourselves and the community. It's a place to go.
So Rachel, so far, I think that they send out an email every time there's an RFP that we can participate in, and then they look for a volunteer. So what is the ad hoc committee looking for that would be different than that? Because we are serving.
Well, again, a focus to the group at large that these opportunities are here, that they're more than just, that it could be an integral part of making a difference in the community.
So it's not functory anymore.
That's right.
Okay.
That's one. And two, I know the two that I received came like 3 days before the first selection need was there. So even a time
more planning
and more planning
okay.
would
or
be
advance notice.
Or advance notice would be appropriate.
The other thing that I was wondering about that, because I did serve on one and it probably took about 30 hours of my time because it was selecting the master plan vendor. And then it turned out that they had to start over again. But anyway, I wonder, Elizabeth, you don't have to tell us right now, but it would be nice if there could be some kind of like range so that people know
what they're committing to.
What they're committing to. Okay. If it's just, you know, if it's not just, but if it's a, if it's a transportation contract, that's pretty straightforward versus something new.
So estimated hours.
Yeah. Okay.
And another question would be, if you serve on that panel, does that information get back to the entire commission so that we know about the experience? Or because I know people have volunteered to do that and then say, what happened?
Well, you're really not supposed to talk about it outside of the RFP process. Okay. So you have to do it to know it.
I see.
You should find out in the ASR what the vendors were selected.
Got it.
How these work now.
Okay.
But so it would be useful to say XYZ RFP, which is seeking this kind of vendor to fill this kind of role, and the budget for this will be approximately ABC, and the time frame for number of hours that would be that you would commit. So you have some idea of what the process is. The two that I received were both for CalFresh, and I have a client who provides services to CalFresh, so I declined, right, because I have conflict of interest. But the feedback I got from vendors was really interesting, which maybe I'll share with you at some point in time. But so that's one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. The other piece is that what resonates a lot with your ad hoc committee is the whole concept of no wrong door access. Mm-hmm. And I know we requested this, but this is, it's just a piece of paper. It's going to go on the wall in slots in the community centers, and it's not going to have an access. So what we were hoping to look for would be an actual marketing campaign that would focus on where this information comes from and how it reaches the community as well.
So I would like to talk about that when we also get to our meeting, our request of the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, so you can see from our ideas what marketing materials would go into each center, marketing materials into the city hall, marketing materials or at least blurbs that could go into each supervisor's monthly or outreach, and to our selected elected officials who also have budget to do things like.
And they have caseworkers that meet with the public all the time.
And they, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the area plan is mention of a monthly newsletter that the Office on Aging creates. I've never seen
it. I get the Sonoma County one for some reason, but not ours.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I get an email from Sonoma County every month about their AAA update.
So where does it go? Who does it go to? It being published on the website is not really quite enough. So that's... question of the day. And the next steps is we would like to meet with somebody from ADRC and from whoever created this in the marketing staff, because it does not really appear that the Office on Aging takes responsibility for marketing service to the community.
So I have a question, and maybe, again, you don't have to answer this right now. You're brand new. We don't like to be on the hot seat too much. Can we invite the public information officer to come to our general meeting so that we can interact and give feedback?
See, I wouldn't even have known that that's
what is the title? Public
public information officer. I think that in government, that's like the marketing person.
That's usually the face of.
Yeah.
Call that the spokeshole.
I think that too.
I just want to make
so that's really tangible.
Yeah. Yes.
One more comment in regard to this. Yesterday at the Irvine City Commission, Human Options made a presentation, and they don't consider the Office on Aging to be one of their partners. They don't have Office on Aging information in any of their marketing materials. And the statistics that they're using in the community at large is based on 2012. And I think that there would be better information available to them. And what hits me really hard is all of these agencies have their own 800 number. So we have got a lot of duplicate
and then
services.
There's 211.
And then there's 2112. So we are, as a community, not utilizing dollars and opportunities quite the way we should.
Okay. Thank you so much. I think that you guys are doing amazing work. You're hitting on a lot of tangible things that we can pursue. And I just want to say that I know that all of our goals is that we don't want people to be having a lesser quality of life and dignity in the community because they don't know about the resources that we already have. We know from our last presentation on the area plan that 39% of people don't know how to access services in Orange County. That's a really big problem and something for us to tackle. So thank you so much. All right, the next discussion item is the first quarter report to the Board of Supervisors. So Crystal and I now have calendared, I think, the first weekend in April to go and make our public comment to the Board of Supervisors. One of the things that the board had asked is for us to have maybe a shorter quarterly report instead of an annual report, so that it's more digestible and usable. So I did a mock-up here, passed it around. I didn't make a bunch of copies. It's very much a draft. But it just says Older Adult Advisory Commission, January through March 2024 overview to the Board of Supervisors. Begins by saying, thank you for approving our revised bylaws, getting to our modernized name and structure. And thank you for giving us the focus areas of information and assistance, aging in place, caregiver support, and transportation. And it goes into quotes from our communities. One of them that I pulled that I saw on Facebook was, my dad has advanced Alzheimer's and my mother is also now starting to exhibit dementia signs. I would like to go to a facility together. Does anyone have a ballpark on dual living cost situations? These are the questions that people are asking on the Facebook groups of the different cities. These are the people that don't know how to get the help that they need. Another one is, I am desperately looking for senior housing options for my parents. Please let me know if there's any vacancies around. Thank you. They're just putting it out to the universe. They do not know about our 1-800 number. The other quote that I thought about adding in here was the Caregiver Resource Center saying, we are the best kept secret in Orange County. Please help us get the word out. Like, they are looking for our participation and help. They need marketing too. All right, then it goes into another section where I was just thinking that we would tell them what we did in January, February, and March so that they know what we're up to, what requests we've made of the Office on Aging, which would include collateral, next steps, that we will try to get this information and assistance out to spread the word to senior centers with cities via social media. And then the last part is support needed. And I think that that could tie into what Rachel just shared with us, and that is that we need the board's support to evangelize all of these opportunities with the marketing materials on her sheet A, B, C, and D. And that's what we need their support with right now. And then we would give this to them in writing and then also use this as our public comment talking points.
That's really exciting.
Very good.
Good.
You can kind of glance at that. Any feedback for me?
That's good. I think that would be something to share with senior center advisor too. So that would be a good link.
Well, and specifically, our supervisors have some discretionary funds.
Yes.
And we are requesting some assistance here.
Yes,
we have no budget. We, this commission,
right,
have no budget of our own.
Right.
And it appears from Mary's form that budget is really based on whatever grants are in each of the
categories. Which is from the federal to the state to here.
To here.
Yeah.
And that the overall outreach big time to the community has no source of funding or focus.
Mm-hmm.
So that does it.
Thank you.
Don't forget to ask for money.
Yeah, we are going to ask for money. Do we want to ask for a certain dollar amount or how does that work? I don't, other people here will know more than me.
No clue. What do you think, Gene?
Well, what kind of money are you asking for and for what purpose? And where do you expect it to come from?
We want the supervisors to use their discretionary funding to do a public information campaign on the 1-800-510-2020 number.
We'd like the supervisors to consider using the discretionary
funding.
Yes. Okay. Last time I think we used that was for the iPads.
Right.
I think we just said we would encourage the county or the county to add 2,200 iPads in there with the training and so forth. So we didn't put a price tag
right on that
because they can negotiate the price. But what do we use the money for? I'm sorry.
iPads.
iPads.
More iPads now?
No.
I got it back then. What do we want now?
We want a public information campaign so that everyone that lives in this county knows how to get help.
Okay, what does that look like?
That looks like advertisements on TV, like those little public information announcements. It looks like marketing collateral. It looks like a social media campaign.
Not being written by somebody on this commission, but
I would suggest you have a written plan of what exactly you're looking to do with that. So you can say, here's what we want. And for PSAs, we're planning to do that for TV and radio, on the sides of buses, you know, all of that.
So, you have to give a dollar amount?
I don't think I would. I would, because they're going to give what they're going to get.
You can mark it up and get it back.
That circles back to needing a conversation with the public information officer.
Yes.
And certainly, we've not had a lot of direction from the Office on Aging as to how they can help with that. So again, we're asking for that as well.
Do you remember? I remember clearly when the 211 campaign was launched, and they brought in the sheriff's department, and they brought in everyone on the planet. I mean, it was really mobilized and strategic.
Well, that could be part of it, is that we have a relaunch of the 1-800 call center and a public event with the Board of Supervisors there.
Opportunity.
And timeline. We'd rather do that sooner rather than later.
Yes. And I also think that we don't want to talk about the ADRC. That's just my professional opinion. That's going to get people so confused. We need to focus on that 1-800 number.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's so simple.
Absolutely. and that call there.
Yes.
You will get
where you need to go.
Right.
Yeah. And then you'll get a follow up in 2 to 3 weeks, like Marco says, which is great. Okay. Any more discussion on the first quarter report to the Board of Supervisors? I'm sure. That's my rough draft. So if you see grammar errors, things that could be written better, please help me. Okay. On the C Senior Center spreadsheet updates. So we basically need to have a workflow improvement of the Senior Center spreadsheet updates. Right now, when we get a new person that joins the council, we get a notification. Then Sandy is going to be orienting them.
And I contacted the new people and nobody really wanted to chat.
Well, you're offering. Let's say you're offering.
I'm offering. I first do an email because I know if they see my number, they're not
going to.
Right. And then I say, feel free to call me with any questions or comments. And they all said, no, we're good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the other thing that we need to do is have someone on this committee take over the spreadsheet, I believe. I did it this time. Patty's way too busy, as we've discussed, and Colette has resigned. So I did it this time. What I did was I plugged in the people to the cities that they lived in, if that was available. If it wasn't, I put them in a temporary city. Two of our new members did not care for that and gave me a lot of feedback. But it's almost like first in, first out. You're going to cover. So I mean, when I started, I got Garden Grove and in Fountain Valley, and I live in Laguna Niguel. So maybe we need to mention that during the orientation that we continue to update that spreadsheet and that we need to have coverage and what it looks like. And if you have to do it over email.
I tried talking to both of them too, and it was like,
Have we updated, when we first started this program, we produced a sheet saying what the ambassador program was. I think it was called the Senior Center at Bath. And I haven't seen that sheet in a long, long time. But
I've never seen that
sheet. That's a good starting point.
I've never seen that, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Can you find it in your old documents?
I can look.
Okay.
But the problem was developed by Office on Aging. So you can check the old files there while first started, and it's, I remember that it's the ambassador program. And I think I can't remember who produced
it. What you're saying is good starting point. And the office, we're compiling this information. I was gonna say, can we move the phone column over and so we can have it like one sheet if possible?
That's another question. So when last year I asked for a box, you know, box is kind of like Dropbox where you put a document in and everyone can access it. There was a controversy about that with the Office on Aging, but it makes it hard for us all to have the document.
What's controversial with the Dropbox?
I can't remember. Remember you and I asked for it?
Yeah, everybody uses Dropbox.
But is it something like Brown Act violation?
Shouldn't it be?
No, it's just we're no longer using Fox. OCAT determined that Fox is not allowable for county use. I think what we're moving into is, I think it's just the Adobe and DocuSign, and I can't remember.
Well, we could probably create our own Google Doc. Google Doc. Because then the Google Doc link is live and everyone
will
have access to it.
So if you have that.
And Excel.
Excel, okay. And you send it to me.
Yeah. Can you create a Google Doc?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with that ambassador, I think it was the length maybe that together. So I should ask her.
It might just be 2 minutes.
Well, I saw that, but I think that.
No.
It didn't help. People still felt uncomfortable about what they were supposed to be talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is to educate the new members coming in.
Right.
It's a good cheat sheet.
Yes.
It starts off.
Right. The thing that I've noticed with the new people. And maybe, I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but they're so overwhelmed. There's so much information. And when I tell them things, it's like they don't remember or something. So, you know, when I met with the two, we even had a separate meeting. They called me and asked to have a meeting, the two new people I brought in. So I went over everything with them again, and they just keep with the same kind of questions. Kind of weird to me, because when I go into a new group, I try to assimilate. I try to get the, maybe that's the teacher in me, but I don't go in and ask 89 questions because I know I don't have.
Well, maybe we need to start saying it's going to take you 6 months to settle in. Just be patient with yourself and it's all okay.
There you go. And when I told them, so many people have not called on any, we didn't do calling on senior centers. So whatever you do is better than what was done before. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's something.
Yes.
And I said, even if they're far away and you can't go every month, then you call them. And there's always something you can do.
Exactly. Right? And send them information.
Right.
Okay, so what's the best workflow? Because I can't keep this on my plate. So we have the spreadsheet and we have the orientation. So when we get a new person, we need to assign them a senior center. Mm-hmm. When people resign, we need to have coverage for a senior center. Mm-hmm. And we need to try to, over time, get people closest to where they live. So mm-hmm. it's like a continuous process. So what do you all think? It's going to take 15 minutes a month that someone needs to steward it.
Should all of that not heavy lifting come from just this group is really the question.
Right. Or do we want to have this group put it into a process that works for 3 months and then hand it off to someone? I don't know.
Well, the only thing I would say about when we're moving to a spreadsheet is that I would be happy to try to explain that, because when you get an invitation, people say, oh, I don't do that and I don't go there. And all of a sudden then the system fails. So just a moment to explain that you're going to be invited to open a document and you're going to get all the information and it's going to be updated regularly. There's resistance.
Yeah, it's very true.
So we could ask for a volunteer at the next meeting to see who would want to do this and say that if you keep it up on the regular, then it's going to take you 30 minutes a month, right?
Right.
I can work with you on this right now, Sandy, if you like.
Okay.
Work together.
Sure.
That helps you.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll ask for
enough new people on board that want to get involved. So that shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, we'll ask for a volunteer at the next meeting. All right, I think we're
all untold.
Exactly. All right, so I think we're to E, Office on Aging Director Fastbacks request. So I've requested from the director that we receive Fastbacks as part of our agenda packet prior to our general commission meetings. This was. Based on what Cal Optima provides. I'm an advisory member at Cal Optima, and they always have a Fastback. So you just have like a 1-2-page document about what the pressing issues are, what's been accomplished, just basic metrics and goals. I have not received a reply from the director, so I've requested this twice. All right. F, members at risk outreach. So Beth Levin is no longer part of the commission. So that's been handled. What else do we have going on?
Okay, going down the list. Colette has missed the last two.
She resigned.
So she has resigned.
Yes.
Okay.
And I reassigned Buena Park to the new person that lives in that area.
And then Beck Levin, he has missed.
They are no longer with us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Levin is out then?
Out.
Okay. And then we have Irene Rose, Miss Tree.
She has been informed that she's out, and she's been advised that once she returns to her home, she can reapply if she would like to.
And the last one that missed three was Cynthia Thatcher.
She's moved. She's out of the area. She's going to Utah or Nevada.
Reno.
Yeah, Reno, Nevada. That's right.
Yeah.
So that takes care of the major concerns.
Dave, I was able to clarify with Elizabeth that it's our role to do the 2-month warning. We don't have any one at that stage right now.
I normally would do that, but I was gone. That's why I kind of notified you. I would be sending out a letter to Colette, but if she's already resigned.
Well, I don't know that she knows how to resign.
She did. She sent an email. So in the future, we need to forward those resignation emails to you. So I will do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
All right. So that'll close that.
Did those letters come from us or did they come from outside?
So I do want to clarify that you can inform them for any members that are at risk of, terminating the commission. You can let them know, like, hey, we would really encourage you to come to the third meeting because, bylaws.
Right. And that's what we've done.
Yes. But we will still, just for consistency, we will still be sending out that letter, letting them know that they're at risk of termination.
And that letter comes from office.
Yes, that letter comes directly from the office.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do the letter. They do that.
Right.
We do the letter, but, I mean,
you can tell them.
Yeah, telephone email.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think telephone would be good.
Yeah.
That's what I do for this third meeting. I'll do a letter and then a follow up.
That's a good
just idea. To encourage them, see if it's a transportation issue.
Right.
If we can find someone that can help and get
or access.
To the meeting.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. And then just let them know that it's a standard practice for the Office on Aging to be sending out that letter.
So it's three in a row. And then what's the other
question?
Half of five in total for the year?
Yes.
I thought it was three.
Three in a row.
Three in a row or five total?
Five total.
Three in a row and five total.
So that won't occur until towards the end.
Right. I worked with Elizabeth to soften up the language that people are receiving because a lot of people want to attend and they can't because of chronic conditions and health situations. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be so surgical. So we padded the language.
Yeah, I sent the request. So I'm waiting to get a final approval on that language.
So how many, if you could take those people out that just dropped out, how many people do we have?
One, two, three, four people just from today.
And how many did we have before?
That dropped out.
No. How many total lines do you have on your sheet?
33
less four, so 29.
Yes.
And we can have how many?
40.
But I'm not sure if there's been someone that's been added since.
We had the gentleman that was appointed from somewhere in North Orange County. What's his name?
I have to look at my.
Yeah.
So
is it? That name shows up, then whoever's been appointed.
Is there a way in your, you're talking about Felix?
Yeah.
Is there a way in your system, since I'm supposed to orientate them, that you could let me know? Because I don't know when the new people come. So is there a way we can do that, coordinate that? You could just give me their name and email and telephone number. Is that allowed?
I can.
Can you?
Oh, we have to approve the membership, right?
Except if they're appointed by the board or the city.
Oh, okay.
Then they disappear.
Yeah, they disappear. So I'm talking mostly about the people that just appear.
Right.
That's what happens.
Because I'm like, well, where did this person come from?
Yeah, they just pop up and they come into the meeting. It's like, well, hello. But you're going to notify us when that happens.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Because otherwise, I feel like I can't welcome them and I'm not prepared to have them
introduce
a guest.
Well, and it really goes back then to what Sandy and membership is trying to accomplish, because if someone is appointed, like I was initially, by the board, and they just said, you know, I know you're involved in the seniors and I'm appointing you, well, could you tell me what it means? And the next thing, you're appointed. And so the conversation, we just can't accept everyone. They have to know what their responsibilities are.
But Charlene was really good and called me and said, could we have an appointment on the phone and go over some things with me? Most people don't do that. So she was asking really good questions. And that's when I realized we need to help the new people.
So if I'm right, Dave, our appointee from Supervisor Sarmiento has not shown for the last two meetings.
Say that again.
The gentleman who was appointed from Supervisor Sarmiento has not come to the last two meetings.
And I don't remember.
That name hasn't even showed up on my list.
So it's supervisor.
No. Do you know who?
Felix.
Are you talking about Felix?
Is that Felix? I don't know. I don't know his name.
He missed one meeting.
Felix.
No,
Lopez.
He was not there in February.
Oh.
He was not there in March.
Oh.
I have to look on the date that he was appointed.
Okay.
That would probably.
And I didn't welcome him because I didn't know.
Right.
Felix showed up the first time he's on the list is for March.
Yeah.
He did show up in March.
No, we're not talking about the same. We're talking about a very large man.
Oh, no, he's no longer with the committee.
Okay.
Felix Lopez.
No, that was a totally different gentleman. Yeah,
that was a totally different gentleman. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, this the.
But so again, we have a supervisor appointee who is empty.
My roll call sheet doesn't show up as appointed by the supervisor. That was just the membership list.
Right.
I think I added that to the
roster
list. Yeah, the roster that I
just sent out.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
I added that plus what city they live in because I thought that would be useful.
That's very good.
Right.
Yeah, very good.
I think you requested that before, but for some reason,
just make sure you keep it confident.
But, right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I tried to get that as the secretary.
So, Sandy, one other thought. I wonder if you don't offer it and you say we need to meet for a 10-minute orientation.
Okay. I can try that.
Yeah.
I even thought on the phone. I mean, if they don't want to meet
in person. I need to chat. Because when I started with the old SCAC, Carol told me that we needed to talk. It wasn't like.
Oh, no, it's not an option.
Right.
Got it. Okay, I'll be more aggressive. I need to meet with you on the phone.
To welcome you and to share.
Give you some advice.
Yes.
More welcome.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to welcome you and share some information. And then you can reassure them that it'll take a while to get accustomed and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, good idea.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to reorder things a little bit on discussion items and talk about legislative bill review, SB 1249 and AB 2620 next. John Poynter had suggested that we discuss these two. SB 1249 is a bill that's basically, it's by Senator Roth, but it's basically being promoted by the California Department on Aging, and it is to modernize the way the AAAs function in California. They have a really fluffy fact sheet that doesn't give a lot of information. So a lot of folks are asking the California Commission on Aging that's coordinating outreach for this bill for more information. From what I understand, it would impact Northern California AAAs more than us because of a key provision of the bill that they're not sharing, but that seems very consequential, is that it would give the counties right of first refusal to take back the AAAs. And so, obviously, we're already within the county system and it doesn't impact us, but for our colleagues in Northern California, they're all run by nonprofits. All the AAAs are nonprofits. They're not housed within the government.
Really?
AAA stands for, again, please?
What we're doing here, Area Agency on Aging.
Area Agency, thank you.
Yeah. So
My personal opinion is that's not good because a lot of the nonprofits have existed for 50 years. They cover five counties into one catchment area, which is important because Sacramento County can then kind of offer support to the little counties that are really not very populated so that they have more of a reach. And lots of times nonprofits can be more nimble than government agencies. So that's what I know about so far about SB 1249. I know that my boss at Leading Edge California is meeting with Michael Costa, who oversees the Association of the AAAs. So I will have more information about this later.
But you wanted to have legislation be our program for next month.
Yeah.
So this is one of those bills that would be discussed.
I think that it could be discussed briefly, in my opinion, in this forum, because it doesn't really impact us very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But John Pointer wanted me to discuss this at the executive committee today. Go. Yep.
On the legal staff for the county, that does this bill show up in there?
We have made them aware. So
okay.
They'll look
they have not come back in favor of or...
No, that's... Like Meredith said, it really doesn't impact us too much.
Okay.
So they're just taking a look at an overview, see, okay, is this something that we really need to look at? Or is this something just to keep as an FYI? So
I think it would just be a watch for us.
Yeah.
Just watch it. Yeah.
But the legal staff would come.
Yeah. They should just watch it.
It's on watch too.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, the...
I can take a look at
my
report to see if that shows up.
Okay. Of course, the Northern California Area Agency on Aging nonprofits with their boards are very concerned about this bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, none of the counties actually want it back, so it almost seems like a waste of time. So in Sacramento, everyone's wondering, why? None of the counties want it.
Sounds like a budget crap to me.
Yeah. Okay.
It only takes one set.
Yes. All right. And then AB 2620, I believe that is the bill that would modernize the California Commission on Aging, the number of members that they have, the number of meetings that they have. I don't think that anyone is opposed or asking for amendments to this bill. It just modernizes how they're meeting and their membership to match what they're actually doing in practice.
But is that what we're going to focus on in our next group meeting? Those are wonky kinds of things to me. And
I think
not
that, well, I think that
thing that is going to affect the immediate community, and I don't know the number for sure, but I believe AB 529 is going through committees and this is the bill to create a long-term care program that every person in the state is going to have to participate in. And there is no limit. It's going to be based on your income, what you file in your way of your income tax. You will participate regardless of your age. That's more important kind of legislation going through the system than...
I think that John flagged these because these pertain to the area agencies on aging and how their governance.
Structure of governance.
Yeah, their governance. Yes. Yeah, no, we're going to talk about the other bills.
Okay. So when will we know what John wants to present in the way of which?
Well, I have an idea. Well, I also have a list of bills that I will recommend that we discuss.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's like 200 bills that
I
impact aging services.
Oh, yeah, 200.
Yes, yeah.
200. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So then we'll go back. I was hoping that Jean would be back, but we will go ahead and talk about meeting recaps. So as everyone knows, for the last, I would say, 6 months, we've been talking about how we might be able to synthesize the information that we learn about during the educational portion of our meeting so that everyone can have an easy time of sharing it with their senior centers, the cities, and the public information officers with the Board of Supervisors so that the information is not just kept. It's going out, and it's going out in a great way. And we have one of our members that's really openly shared, Marion Klinger, and then she writes articles based on this information and gets them in the newspapers, and that's been really great for her. She didn't want to take the task of actually doing the the summary of the educational information. And so Charlene graciously agreed to write it up. And then we had a snag. And so I wanted to share what the snag was. We called it a meeting recap, which looking back, we wanted to have an educational synthesis, I would say.
Okay.
But it just caused a lot of red flags with the Office on Aging. And so Crystal and I got an email.
I apologize. I didn't know.
No, you don't need to apologize. I want to talk about how this happened.
Okay.
So we got an email from Claudia yesterday, Crystal and I, and it said, good morning, Chair Chalemi and Vice Chair Miles. After consulting with County Council, we determined that meeting recaps will not be allowable for the OAAC meetings. This decision is consistent with our other boards, commissions, and councils, and due to the following. Number one, OC Community Services staff draft a summary of action following each meeting. This serves as a meeting recap. Note, OAAC was provided with meeting action minutes following each meeting, starting with the March 8th, 2024 meeting. Hello. Yes. So just to catch you up, Jean, I'm reading the communication that I got from Claudia Harris yesterday about our request to have a meeting recap.
Oh. What meeting? Yeah.
When we wanted to be able to share this bullet points about the education so that community members can use it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we called it a meeting recap. And what the intention was for Charlene to be able to talk about like the 3-4 bullet points, like for the Caregiver Resource Center. Right. This is the Caregiver Resource Center. This is how you can access it. We would like you to avail yourself of this help, and we're going to send it to the senior centers and also to the public information officers, read it at city council meetings. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yes, we have.
Okay. So then I'm just going to start over. So I got this letter yesterday from Claudia, and it said, good morning, Chair Chalemi and Vice Chair Miles. After consulting with County Council, we determined that meeting recaps will not be allowable for OAAC meetings. This decision is consistent with our other boards, commissions, and councils due to the following and their score points. Point number one, OC Community Services staff draft a summary action following each meeting. This serves as the meeting recap. Note, OAAC was provided with meeting action minutes following each meeting, starting with the March 8th, 2024 meeting. Two, yeah, each meeting is audio recorded, and I think it's supposed to be and posted on the commission's webpage, which serves as the official meeting record. Three, meeting recaps could potentially create disputes, inconsistencies, and controversies for the county if information included in the quote-unquote recap is inaccurate or incomplete. The recaps would arguably constitute meeting minutes, which means they would need to be reviewed and finalized by the county. Number four, meeting recaps drafted by an advisory board member may require county council review and or other county staff review, which would require significant resources and staff time. With a limited budget, this limits the ability to absorb the additional resource / staff time. Given that existing processes are in place to cover recaps of meeting recaps are not required by law, and preparing meeting recaps are not in the best interest of the county at this time, respectfully, Claudia Harris. So my thoughts are several. First, we never wanted to have a complete meeting recap. That was just a term that we unofficially adopted, used and adopted. What we wanted was an educational summary.
Who's this going to, this meeting recap?
To our members.
Why don't we just put the link in of our recording?
Because that's not what people wanted. What people wanted was not to have to recreate the wheel 38 times or 40 times. They wanted to have someone put it into bullets, send it out to the whole group, and then the whole group pushes that forward.
What if we rename it?
That's what. Yes. So all we need to rename it.
Well, either way, it's going to have to be approved.
Okay. So
to make sure we don't deviate from what's on there. I can see that, but I'm just hoping that what that usually means is a time delay, that it's going to go up and down, and if we ever get it back, then it becomes, and it's not.
Well, for me, this is silly season for several reasons. This is not collaborative. There was no discussion in this situation. We could have renamed it and not called it a meeting recap. Elizabeth was not here, but other staff members have been listening to us talk about this for 6 months. No one ever said that's going to be a problem. You need to do it this other way. For me, that doesn't show a good faith in creating a respectful relationship with this advisory commission.
How do we resolve it?
Thoughts? Do people agree with me that this is not collaborative?
Oh, God, yes.
No, it's not. It's directed. It was a direction to us without input.
And we're not living out our mission. It's very
well. It doesn't resolve our problem. Our problem is our people want to know how can we effectively do that. So rather than say that, what they should have said is, okay, let's work on how we can make this happen for you. I think we know what you want to get done. That's how we can make it happen. As opposed to that's bureaucrat.
Right.
Okay, we'll do this. That'll go up to our county council. And then once they approve it, they'll come back down and we'll see if it's okay.
And meanwhile, someone is probably sitting in their house in Mission Viejo or Lake Forest or Costa Mesa that could have known about the Caregiver Resource Center 3 months ago.
And there is nothing we are going to add different that's not within the minutes. So
and we're not even trying to get the whole minutes. We're just trying to get the information.
Information to share.
Okay, how can we call that differently then? That would just say, key points from the meeting, or
it doesn't even have to do anything with the meeting. It could just be educational information to share.
Yeah, I think you have to keep meeting off there.
Right.
Educational tips for the community, for our seniors. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever we want to call it.
I am really confused. So 2 days ago from Elizabeth, got a very nice email.
Elizabeth's nice, though. She's nice.
Yeah, well, but it was exactly what we're talking about, right? It says, did you know, for those who care for a frail adult, here are some resources. And it was a copy of this flyer. And I assume, but maybe now I don't think I've already violated something, is I sent this to the director of the Irvine Center.
I did too.
Okay, so my question is,
there's a violation there.
Is that the same thing as what we're getting?
No, that's minutes. They're assuming that we're going to do some massaging of the minutes to go out to everyone.
But they heard, okay, these are my problems. Number one, we need to send out the did you know. I need to know going forward. Is Charlene writing that or is Elizabeth writing that? We don't know. My other problem is that this is not collaborative. And it's really not exactly the content of it. It's the spirit of it that's the problem. Yes.
Well, that then, the direction you're going with that now is then we need a meeting with Claudia. And probably not a general, but just you and, or the executive group, have her come here and speak, and we can share what our thoughts were on this, why we take umbrage to the way this is worded, because that was not our intent. Had you been collaborative and asked us, you would have known that.
Well, and she was all the meetings where we talked about this ad nauseum, right?
She was, so... I'd have to ask her, how did you misinterpret this?
Well, and I thought I followed channels, except for the verbiage that should be.
Well, you did, because Pauline had said it was fine.
Right.
Yes.
And but it, and then it went down
a rabbit hole.
And I thought, okay, well, that didn't work. I felt really like I couldn't do anything. So this is exactly the kind of little recap that
Don't use the word recap.
No. Okay. Information piece.
Information sharing.
So do you have information on how we can go forward?
So let me try to first, I really want to understand what the goal here is. So from what I'm hearing is you want to do key takeaways, right? Key points, takeaways.
Well, actually, we want to share current information of those that need the information.
Okay, just from the presentation.
Yeah, only from the presentation.
Yeah, so only from nothing.
No.
None of our input on it. None of our spin on. Just hey, we just had a presentation. Were you aware that this is available to you?
Or we don't even have to say we had a presentation. We can just say, were you aware that this is available?
That's true.
We don't even have to refer to a presentation.
Right. Honestly, I don't see an issue with that. I think the misinterpretation here is the meeting recaps.
That's not true, in my opinion, because the people that made this decision listened to us talk about this for 6 months and the spirit of it. They could have said, hey, that recap word, meeting word, that's not going to work for us. Please call it a did you know? And this would have all been avoided and that information would have been out 3 weeks ago.
Okay, and you can
I'll take that information back. Yeah. But moving forward, trying to,
accomplish what we need.
Yeah, yes. So I think the best way to do it is most likely Charlene will have to write it. I'm not going to do that on your behalf. But Jean has a good point there. We can call it key points, key takeaways from presentation.
We don't even need to refer to it. We don't even need to
whatever they'll accept, Meredith. Whatever they'll accept. If they want presentation, that's fine.
I think that did you know is fine.
Okay, well, whatever that you accept.
Did you know is very vague, so it's perfect.
Yes, it's vague. Did you know?
Because when it went out to the Irvine Senior Center, they put it in their blurb that went out to the
now you're going to have a problem.
Who are in their email.
No,
so presented that way gives somebody. There's a caregiver. Remember, we're not having subcommittee members meetings with presentations that are duplicated in all kinds of other places. And in some instances, I know that again, the Irvine director decided that she would invite these people, or they've added it to their list of potential presentations for the future because they were not aware of this resource.
Okay, so, right?
So that's
what
the goal.
What I can do is I can, on your behalf, I can send out an informational email like I did, right? And I think that would resolve that. We do have to make sure that the information shared in there is nothing other than what has been presented. And I think also another good resource to include on there is, hey, go to the Office on Aging website because the presentation is also included on there. In addition, all the presentations that are being presented at the general meeting are sent out, you know, in advance. So.
Yeah, but keep in mind your audience.
Yeah, right.
Audience are the seniors at the seniors.
They're not going to go on.
They don't need all that. And they're not going to go on what they just want to know. Oh, I can call Access to get a ride here.
Yes, exactly. It needs to be digestible.
They don't need to know that the whole thing you did is more for our group, not for them, not to the end receiver. We want to keep it very simple. And if you want to put it out, that's fine. I thought you didn't want to do that. That's why we were willing to take that on. But hey, we'll tell you, okay, here it is. Would you put this out for us? If that's what you prefer.
They're not getting the information otherwise.
That's right. There we go back to this one.
Which is why we wanted to do this, because everyone that's volunteering here wants to have meaning in what they're doing. We don't want to be part of a bureaucracy. Yeah.
Okay. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to create a generic email that can be blasted out in the community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A process by which we could share good information to those that need it, the end receiver.
And we could always
whatever that process looks like, whatever you agree with.
And you always have on their Office on Aging, and here's their website for more information, whatever.
Yeah, you don't want the message the same thing. That was
the intent. That was the intent.
How do we say the same thing?
Right.
And that was the purpose of that.
So when I go to XYZ Senior Center and I meet with the director, I can say, we are creating a maybe not every month, but a monthly email blast that you can duplicate and use in your newsletters.
We want to use the same format. The format is critical, that it's the same, that they know what that format is. That's the only format.
Yeah, and that exactly.
Which is what we created. Yes. But anyway,
okay. Well, now we need to take this back and then put it together and talk with Claudia, because I
have a cup that says take this back. because of my work with the state people that say take this back.
Read this back to the office and really explain them what you're trying to accomplish here. Because
however, I have to dispute that because they have heard us talk about this, but you're the new person.
Yes.
So give me that
a new angle.
Yes.
We'll
give you that opportunity, but we're irritated with everyone else but you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just know that we've rang this bell, and when people say it's the first time I'm hearing the sound, it's like, okay, you are now, so it's legitimate. So you got it. You know what we need. You know what we need. Turn the discussion. You know what we need.
Yes. Okay. Let's move on. Thank you. Okay. So chair report. New business, I'm going to be meeting with Supervisor Sarmiento, Senior Policy Advisor, to ask him to collaborate with us on recruiting additional members from North Orange County that are not appointed. So we have seats open that could be non-appointed seats, and they are out in the community. So I'm going to try to create that collaboration because we need a lot of North Orange County presence that we don't have right now. So that's recruitment.
Kyle,
I have a meeting that I'm going to be scheduling with Kyle. He is all of the Parks and Rec staff at all of the cities belong to an association of Parks and Rec people that's outside of their city structure, but it's their association. So their association has an Orange County chapter, and the Orange County chapter has a gentleman named Kyle that's in charge of senior center programming for the association. And he works for the city of Irvine. So I'm going to ask him to join us because I think it would be great if we had someone that already is talking to all the senior center directors coming to our meetings.
Good.
So I will see if we can make that work. Do you want to come to that?
Yes.
Okay. So we need to coordinate calendars.
Excuse me, I would just add, not to brag, but I was honored by that group last night and in Fountain Valley at the senior center.
Yeah.
Oh. And there were 250 people in that room and a big aging section.
Yes. And I talked to Ben Dieterle.
He was one of the speakers.
Yes. And I asked him.
Your autograph?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
That's in awesome.
More minutes.
On your trip.
On my check.
Congratulations, Shirley.
That's awesome. Very good, Shirley. Thank you.
All right. And then old business. Let me pull up something on my calendar for old business so I can read it off.
Or adult business.
Merida?
Yes.
Is it possible to go back to the fast pass? Because I really don't understand what we're trying to accomplish with that as well.
We're trying to behave like other advisory groups that we're all a part of and have more information so that, number one, we know more about the professional operations of this group. We don't want to take over the operations at all, but we want to know just generally, are we meeting our goals that we've laid out in the area plan? What activities are taking place? How many people are calling in and getting help at the 1-800 number? Is that going up or down? We just want some
matrix
feedback.
Yeah, so that we can know how things are going.
Okay, and how is this going to help you as an advisory commission?
Because we meet with the board of supervisors who we work with, and we want to be able to tell them, hey, the call center is hopping now. You spent money on this public information campaign. Calls have doubled.
Okay.
That's really impactful. The board of supervisors, when Gina and I met with them, they didn't know about the 1-800 number. Like, we need to share information with them.
Okay.
We want them to know that what they're directing us to do as an advisor to them is working.
Yeah.
That we're getting this information and we're sharing it with them. Here it is. So that's how they make their good decisions.
Okay.
Or bad decisions.
So are you looking for like performance?
I've been emailed several times and I've gotten no response. So Cal Optima does talk about their performance with the advisory board.
So what does the advisory board do with that?
We say, good job.
That's it.
Or we promote additional funding.
Yeah.
Or we say,
we expand our efforts in that regard, or we decrease our efforts in that regard.
Right.
If we're not getting the results we think we thought we would get, then we're going to stop advising that to the supervisor. We're going to say, you know what, that's not working. We don't need to do that.
And
like, let's see, we just did a thing for getting all the seniors, as many seniors we could, laptops. Okay, if we find out that, you know what, none of them use laptops, they haven't been tutored in it, they don't know how to use it, or they don't have internet access, well, that's a good issue for us to know to share with the supervisors. But we need that feedback.
What I don't understand is how we don't have a response, and also how it's not understandable that an advisory committee would want basic information.
Okay. The
area plan has all of these items and then says, you know, in continuation, I'm about ready to just tear my hair out. I thought that presentation, you saw me, yes.
you know, Elizabeth, A, we're all adults.
Yeah.
B, many of us are in politics.
Right.
So we know when we're given a stiff arm, we know what that means. So the sense is here, really what we're tapping dance around is not even let's accomplish what we want to accomplish. It's the attitude by which we are treated. Mm-hmm. That attitude is more of, you know what, we have to create you, but just sit there and be quiet and don't do anything. That's the sense we get. Because when Meredith makes numerous requests and it doesn't happen, A, we're too busy, you know, yeah, we got the press on low on the totem pole, low on the stack here. That sends a message to us that, you know what, we have to tolerate you, but that's about the extent of it.
Okay.
That's a perception.
That we don't want to feel that way, but that's the perception when we see, especially when we get a letter like that, that's the perception you're gonna draw that conclusion.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate that feedback.
Or even if there was a reply that I can't do this at this time, can we revisit this in 6 months? Or I can never do this. At least a reply.
But it's more like, I don't want to do this. And well, let us know that too. I don't want to do it. Okay, well, fine. We'll work around you.
Yeah.
But there's other options that we have to do.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Are these the goals that you have established for OWAC? For your commission?
They have not been approved. We have a committee that is reviewing how to create some goals.
So. Okay. Okay. And these goals are based on the feedback that we met with each of the supervisors. Yeah.
Okay. So you want fast facts before you establish your goals or after?
We want the most advisory commissions get the fast facts or some kind of a report out and hiding. Like everywhere does it except for here. They just give you how many people have taken rides on the access bus, for example. How many of the fixed routes are going to be changing? They give you a written update.
Okay. All right. Let me digest this. Let me see what impacts or implications this is going to have on the Office on Aging. I do not want to duplicate efforts for Office on Aging. So I want to see what other requests are coming in, how we can merge requests, and how can we make everyone happy, right? Without trying to duplicate our efforts.
We're not recreating the wheel here. I can almost guarantee you have all the information we want. You already capture it.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind. You capture this information.
No, I have the information.
Exactly. Yeah. How do we get?
Okay. All right. Let me...
We might be able to say to the Board of Supervisors, for example, the money coming down from the state's not adequate for the senior population here. Look at.
Okay. Let me take this back. Give me till next executive meeting to try to hash this out and see what we can do on our side to provide you with some information. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to provide you with big content, but at least some information that's going to drive your decisions.
And clearly, we are not asking you to recreate work or start something you don't already do.
Right.
We don't want that.
Right.
I can guarantee you already have this. So it's all computerized.
Right.
Just tap it. And get it to us. That's
there are a few specific matrices that I think are helpful, like the Meals on Wheels, big Meals on Wheels, not the individual vendors. Budget is $1.1 million. And we are serving weekly, monthly, 3,050 people, and there are 250 people on the waiting list.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, how are we going to help? Who are we going to beat up to help fix that as an example.
My own grandmother was on the waiting list for Meals on Wheels at 95 for 9 months.
Right. We talk about housing all of the time. I know that the city of Irvine has 1,000 people listed.
And is that just a matter of money? If they need more money,
Meals on Wheels, they need more volunteers. So how do we help them volunteer?
Good point. Right.
So
that we can drum up volunteers.
Yes,
exactly. Yes. It's that kind of metrics.
We want to have meaningful information so that if it's something that we can help
with. We put the word out to our folks that, hey, they need volunteers to do Meals on Wheels in Irvine.
Because we have 90-year-olds on the waiting list.
We will get people responding.
You know, how many people log into this? How
is it being used?
How many calls are coming into the 800 number?
Yes.
And how many?
We definitely want that information because we're working on that.
That's the big picture.
Okay. Well, I hear your ask. I do have to go back and see, like I said, what kind of impacts, implications, resource support this is going to do to Office on Aging. I need to look at, you know, what kind of review process, deadlines, time constraints, maybe something that we can tie into the newsletter and our area plan, and what are the potential risk challenges, especially with Brown Act. And there's a lot of things that I have to kind of sift through.
And if you ever want me to introduce you to Cheryl Simmons at Cal Optima, she's the equivalent staffer to your position, and they seem to have this down.
Yeah. You keep saying Brown Act. There's no Brown Act in sharing information that the county already collects.
That's no, not wrong. We're not making decisions on it.
Right, right. But my understanding is that anything that's shared here has to be public. So
yeah.
One of our policies and procedures at the county level is that, you know, we have our PIO office that has to review everything that goes out.
Hopefully we'll be meeting that.
Aren't you recording this? It doesn't automatically get recorded anyway?
Right. But
so people could go on and hear the recording.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
But I'm just saying it's not a Brown Act violation.
Yeah. No, but it's the paper stuff and all the emails and everything that, you know, needs to be public as well.
What emails? We're not doing it. We're talking to you. What emails? Are you doing emails?
Well, I'm not, but you're writing the fast facts, right?
The fast facts. The fast facts would go to the committee ahead of the meeting, just like they do with the other advisory board.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I have to... We have to go within, I mean, we're county, so we have a lot of policies and procedures, and we're not a private entity. So it's our deadlines are longer to, you know, accomplish these, you know, easier tasks that you, you know, OCTA can pull up, right? So I have to make sure that I have all my, you know, T's crossed, I's dotted, and make sure that whatever we share with you is okay for the public.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I would make a phone and I would request, and you'll see real quick that you're not slow walking it. Just make sure you're not slow walking it. In other words, we'll put it in the pile when we get to it because we're so busy. What exactly are you so busy with? Can we help you out? What does that look like? Oh, it's just so. I see a lot of folks just sitting there. So I'm not sure what I that's. I can't say that because I don't know. I just know I hear that excuse quite a bit. And no one I know, no organization, I'm in a lot of them, goes through what we go through here. And it's like...
Yeah, this is very unusual.
I mean, Claudia makes a presentation. It seems like it's off the top of her head.
Yes.
Every month. And some of that is the information I want to see in writing where I don't have to then go back to the recording and pull that information back down.
Well, apparently you can't even do that, though, from what I'm hearing. Can't pull that information out.
I stole it out for myself.
For yourself.
Yeah, for myself.
Yeah, I want to describe the recap. Same thing you're pulling out.
I'll call it a recap.
Okay, got it.
We have beat that.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so now we're on to 7, chair report. So I already talked about some of our recruitment efforts. For old business, I just wanted to, and chair comments, I guess, I think that I don't have old business. Chair comments, we've had a lot of delays, so I just wanted to recap our delays so far. Debbie Baker didn't get to TAC because of delays with the Office on Aging having to create a new letter, even though an email was sufficient, so I was concerned about that. So we weren't represented, and we have to wait for another 2 months for Debbie to be able to go to TAC. And even the TAC representative emailed back and said, all I need is the email. I don't need a form letter. So we missed that appointment.
And we had to be approved by the attorney.
Had to be approved by the attorney, yes. So that's disappointing. I think that our new member packet has been delayed because staff are still working on the wording of a letter. So new members aren't getting their packets. And we had a delay, of course, with this piece of paper. So I am... just wanting to say that I'm concerned about these delays that seem like they're very officious and not leading to us being able to get things done.
Has somebody screwed up Major League that causes this? Did something happen that we're not aware of that we go through this double check, because we had an incident once. Have you ever had an incident with us being a problem?
No, I don't think it's, I don't think that's happened. From my understanding is that the county as a whole is going through some streamlining processes.
I wouldn't use that term. Like you wouldn't use that term for another. I wouldn't use streamline. I'd say they're evaluating. And
that's the word.
So they're just reviewing all of their policies, procedures, processes, and streamlining a lot of, a lot of things. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make every department kind of work similarly. So I feel, my personal opinion, I feel because of that, there's some delays on our side. So I don't think it's necessarily someone did something or someone screwed up somewhere that's causing delays. I think it's just, you know, we're going through this whole new culture, county culture, and now we're have a lot of more policies and procedures
put in place, which unfortunately is causing delays.
In the real world, no one would ever get away with working as slow as they do here. No one would ever get away with this.
And I'm a simple person with a simple mind, and it's all boils down to the information is not getting to our seniors, and that really disturbs me.
Yeah, I agree.
The reason I got into this profession really is because my grandparents lived in Placentia, and I was very close to them growing up, and they did really well for a while, and they didn't do well for a while, and they would have been so much better served if they had the information that they needed. So it actually does make me very upset that we're getting stalled. Things like this.
Slow walked.
And we need to tell that we may decide to tell the Board of Supervisors about our experience.
Well, I think that's on first all. Yeah. So, hey, I get it. You got to want to be careful. You're thorough. But you know what? Paralysis through analysis. The information we need to get out is not getting out. So whatever you think you're streamlining, your end user here is being negatively impacted.
Yeah, and the taxpayers wouldn't be happy about this if they knew about it.
Well, the campaign's coming up. Now's the time to make that an issue.
Yeah, okay. So now we're on to number 8 announcements.
Add the hours report sheet. That's got to be modified.
Oh, that's right. Sure. How do we put a formal request then to get that done?
To redesign the sheet?
I would assume so, given what we've discussed today.
Well, I think since we've discontinued the committees.
Right.
And
it needs to be updated with the new name, with the committees off of it, and it needs to say optional.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is one?
Timesheets.
Volunteer
timesheet at the end of the month. We tally up our hours. Now it's all 8. I could work with staff person on that.
Yeah,
and I think it's a good discussion to have of what do they actually report outside of this committee. What do they report?
Yeah, because I can write down 40 hours.
The rule of thumb that I used with my previous job is if you report the hours to someone else, don't report it. You're not duplicating the hours that you report. Now,
I think we've got some
members that are reporting 60, 70 hours associated with the tax. They're tax advisors or AARP tax people,
right.
And they're reporting the hours to us. Do they report those hours to AARP too? And therefore,
you know, Dave, we asked that question. That was already asked to staff, that very question. I'm trying to remember now what the response was. It was something that...
Well, that's... And I think we've got to have a guideline on the back of the timesheet attached sheet that we can hand out when someone is new in regards to what hours they report to us.
And it is important, again, to report back to the Board of Supervisors because the number of volunteer hours that are being given into this community from all the sources, regardless of what they are, even if they're reported somewhere else, you know, every 2,000 hours represents a full-time employee. And if we, between us, the 40 of us, the 30 of us sitting on that board.
And the county has made a presentation to the Board of Directors. And they do.
That's something else that can go to the supervisors is to understand the depth. And every single scene, how many 250 people were there? How many volunteer hours? I know in Irvine, we have the average of 65,000 hours volunteer time every single year. Okay. Those numbers are huge.
What I will be doing is once I get the year-end report done, I want to make a report to
I want to put it on my quarterly update.
I think that's right.
We could do it quarterly too, and then sum it up.
That form that would capture at least the participation for these people.
Because I think, you know, and I made a report once, but I've got the reports for the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'd like to work with the staff person to really make a PowerPoint presentation to the committee at one of our meetings. Mm-hmm. And
to encourage those that say, well, I don't want to report. But there's a reason to report.
Oh, yeah.
When you take a look at 2,000
hours. I think there's a value. I don't know if we want to get into the little nitty-gritty of it.
Yeah, I think we're going to far in advance here. Volunteer timesheet. What do we need?
We need it to be updated with the name and to take the subcommittees off of it.
Okay, so it just needs to be updated in general.
And
okay.
Here's what to report
right.
to.
So, okay, I'll take a look at it because I'm not familiar with the timesheet. So
okay.
I'll take a look at it and see what's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
where would be that?
Okay. I'll send you a revised one.
Okay.
That way you can take a look at it.
Sounds
and then
good.
Maybe you can give it back to me with your edits and recommendations and whatnot. Okay.
Because I think we have to have that.
Oh, yeah.
As Elizabeth pointed out, we've got the old thing.
Yeah. Okay. Any other announcements by members?
Good job.
Very good meeting.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Meeting's adjourned.
Elizabeth, please don't take this as a gripe session. Just take it.